If you still don't believe we're being ruled by Pharaoh's nobility, then watch this photo of those two European presidents doing the Egyptian crossed arms death wish and printed in your head. The green police car behind belongs to the nobility's worldwide blue army, full of noble knights of Pharaoh's nobility, who after 2,000 years of rape and mixing look like us, talk like us, and appear to be us. But hell no, the entire Blue Army is a foreign power going for the final solution very soon. Now, why do you think these two crossed arms ladies, Ursula von der Leyen and the president of the Slovakian Republic, why do you think they have in this flag here the double Swiss cross of the Hospitallers? Why do you think they have the sun hieroglyph of Egypt here and here? See my film, The Pharaoh Show. Why do you think they have these chairs like Louis XIV, like from a castle with gold, all this, like the pharaonic chairs? Why do you think they got all this nobility hanging up here, eh? And this pillar, like one of the Yashin and Boas, it's full of sun hieroglyphs. So Egypt is here, nobility is here, and you got these two arms crosses here. Now just put it all together. Now, don't look at these fake smiles. Look at the back of the head. And look at the surroundings. A lot of gold and white, like on the pyramid, or like the pyramids used to be, wrapped in white, ladies in white, for the White House, horizontal rule, the Perhet, knights of the nobility. Oh, they're having a good time, thinking they won, which they probably have. Here you got the Templar's V on his jacket. I would like to have a look at the at his army badge. By the way, this flag has all the pharaonic colors, blue for the war, the concept of three here, and red and white. And it says it has also the Templar's colors, red and white here, and crosses. But a Templar's cross is red on a white underground. This is the Hospitallers, or Order of Malta, and Switzerland, their base. And this one, this other way of a Swiss cross here, it means it all comes out of the vertical rule. And now they got two times the horizontal rule. It means the horizontal rule is more important now, two times. But nevertheless, all these ladies of the high nobility, they come out of the vertical rule. It's all in the symbols. Don't look at their smiles. Don't count their teeth smiling at you, because they're all smiling through their teeth. Here's some interesting feedback from your comments on the last video about the Swiss Sarko soul sucker. About some important thing I didn't know, which I would like to add here now. Someone left a comment how the Simpsons cartoons always announce beforehand what our masters are going to do. So in The Simpsons, the Swiss Sarko Soul Soccer had already been announced as the Dipod, which they even call now the Sarko Pod, just as the Dipod in The Simpsons. Why do all the media liars call the Sarko Soul Soccer a Sarko Pod or a suicide pod? Because pod officially means payable on death, P-O-D, pod, which is an arrangement, you can read here with me, which is an arrangement between a bank or credit union and a client that designates beneficiaries to receive all of the client's assets. The immediate transfer of assets is triggered by the death of the client. So, you know, it's all about money. Switzerland, it's all about money. So probably in the signature of your suicide, there will be a pod payable on death. So the institution and Switzerland, they'll take all your money, your house, your belongings, your bank accounts, everything gets transferred into Switzerland. And that's why they call it the Sarko Pod, because it's all about money. Everything what the Knights Templars do and did, it's all about money. A Swissy, money, money, money. Another commenter, or actually several, said that sarcophagus is a Greek word and it means flesh eater, which is what it basically does, but not really in the Egyptian sense of the word, where in fact the opposite was supposed to be achieved, and preserve and mummify the body, so the flesh wouldn't be eaten. And therefore, the demotic word sar for king or pharaoh, far more important and true than this Greek version or translation, because of its true function of the Egyptian sarcophagus to preserve the king, the king's or Tsar's body for the afterlife and a possible reincarnation of Pharaoh, and not to eat the Pharaoh. These things here are called canopy, which has the word ka for the soul, where they put the brain in and the heart and a couple of other charming ingredients. We all remember when Swissy already announced all this 5 years ago in their tunnel ritual, showing Pharaoh's symbol of reincarnation, the Egyptian scarabi, in the concept of three, only for them, our masters. And always, as usual, in Switzerland. Just like the Swiss Sarko Soul Soccer. It's always in Switzerland, their base, the land of Sar. This is what Swissy announced 5 years ago during the tunnel ritual. And all that goes with it. The Swiss Soul Soccer Sarko Pod, payable on death. as I've told you in part one, that you have to pay the ferryman, bod payable on death. Otherwise, for the devil, the deal is not valid, and he can't take your soul that easily. Bod payable on death. Nothing in life is for free. Not even death is for free, because you pay with your life. Then another commenter told us that the Swiss Sarko Soul Soccer has the same name almost as the UK Serco company with an E instead of an A, with a logo underlining in red the letter O for accentuating the compass. Yeah, it's accentuating the compass here. Why do you think they put this underneath? And it's also an oval, like the Oval Office. So it's leaving four other letters, which is the concept of four, and the stands for the square. So it does say square and compass, and even the oval in red. It's in red and white, of course, of the Knights Templars. And look how much money they make. And of course they make a lot of money, because we have already paid for this. You know, it's all public property that got privatized. You know, so the buildings are there, and you know, cars are there, everything is there. They just take it over, and so they put a lot of money into their pockets. Look, they do speed cameras from Serco. It's all about controlling humanity. Here, look, Serco, by our masters. I must say, I do like speed control cameras, because it's a shame, really. You know, we can't even leave our children, you know, in, secure on the roads, you know, without being afraid that they get smashed by a car, you know, so. I think it's good. So this is a Serco van for prisoners. Oh, look at the square here. They put another square here. You know why? Why? No. Yeah, it's a square and compass, right? And then everything, defense, aviation, even in health. Well, really, probably, you know, like getting the food into the prisons, they call it like health. It says driver's licensing, parking meters. Oh, that gives a lot of money too, you know. Prisons, justice, immigration, you know. New Zealand, they operate the Mount Eden Remand Prison. New Zealand, corrections. In Australia as well. Look at that. Trans Adelaide belongs to Serco. And in Denmark, what is that? The Copenhagen Metro. In Hong Kong. In the Middle East, Sweden, Mauritius, they're everywhere. Serco, highly criminal organization. It's all nepotism, corruption, privatizing stuff that belongs to us. So here it says Serco with a red dot on the, a red oval under the O, square and compass, running Her Majesty Prison, Thameside. So Her Majesty, the pharaohs, they have their own private knights, you know, holding us, the people, in prison. That's what it says. So the commenter saw it absolutely right that Serco is in fact the same name, because it's like Sar, especially if you know a posh aristocrat pronounces it, it's like sarco, you know, sarco. It's like with an R. It's the same as the Swiss soul soccer. Same thing. And then we have the English word sir, yes sir, no sir, which also means the king or the pharaoh. So it is absolutely one and the same thing. And the UK circo with an E has indeed the same government elite smell all over it as the Swiss sarco with an E. As Serco is an internationally operating multinational privatization company of public services like driver's licenses, probation centers, electronic footlock monitoring, jails, and prisons. So the pharaonic elite can parasite even more on us global slaves by privatizing national public services that we have already paid for through their massive taxes. So this circle global corp got themselves cheap shop without any investment needed, with 100% guarantee to make 1000% profit. Oh, here it says Serco, and a lot of dollar signs here for Serco. Oh yeah, corporatism rules the world, and they all occupy all government positions at the same time to make their corruption business deals, where nepotism is the main rule. As they're all from the same pharaonic bloodlines anyway, Sarko. This here is the Serco van with which the political prisoner Julian Assange got transported, making Serco a criminal terrorist organization that terrorizes innocent people. Here it is, Serco, the compass, and here the concept of four for the square. Square and compass, terrorizing innocent people. Also, the high security Belmarsh prison where Julian Assange is being held in is going to be extended by Serco, like Auschwitz extending into Auschwitz 1, 2 and 3 for Auschwitz-Birkenau and Auschwitz-Buna-Monowitz. Here you can read it. Belmarsh, the new prison, a contract with the Serco group for £100 million. Money, money, money. Just privatizing public property for which we have already paid. And the overall contract is approximately £450 million. You know, Arbeit macht frei. Yeah, that's where we're heading. In Switzerland, the Swiss Serco is called the SS Securitas Suisse, transporting innocent political prisoners and the rest, which you can see in this video here in Israel. I'll put the link in the description. Here's the title. Maybe you can still find it on YouTube as well. SS Securitas Suisse, the Illuminati Police, a private business. And you see the all-seeing eye on it. And yeah. Securitas Suisse. This is the Swiss Serco. The SS from Switzerland. Then another commenter said that the electronic disturbance in my recordings is probably due to the fact that my cell phone is too near to my microphone, creating the interference. I never thought about that, and I will adjust that. Stupid me. Another German commenter told us the very important information that the husband of one of the pharaonic crossed arms presidents, in fact the one to the left, is in fact Dr. Heiko von der Leyen, an aristocratic German physician, medical doctor, who is the director of the US biotech company, or Genesis, selling Pharaoh's sting with Pharaoh's genetic poison. So here's his coat of arms, the Seal of Solomon. If you put these together, you get the double-headed, you know, birdie-birdie. This is the code, the concept of three as well. And he is von der Leyen, so Heiko. He is married to the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. And here's the US, he's the medical director of the US biotech company, or Genesis. And or Genesis, they have this, they are selling the sting, you can see here, for this here. I'm not allowed to pronounce it. The or Genesis company are in Germantown, Maryland, USA. They are in Germantown. Remember that the Nazis, they won the war. Remember the paperclip program, importing all the Nazis into, or many of them, into the USA. It was called paperclip because it was a very large file using a lot of paper clips to keep it together. That's why it's called paperclip. And there were a lot of doctors, you know, like Werner von Braun of the NASA, and a lot of scientific personnel. So I wonder what history says related to the paperclip organization and Germantown. So here he is, Werner von Braun. And he was part of the Operation Paperclip. There you go. And Werner von Braun, he was part of the aristocracy. Werner Magnus Maximilian Freiherr von Braun. Yeah, Freiherr are designations used as titles of nobility. And Werner von Braun, he was in the SS, years of service, he was like 8 years in the SS, and he was an SS Sturmbannführer, meaning a major. He even got the Iron Cross, not because he fought, but because he was keeping slaves in concentration camps to help him build the rockets. From birth, he held the title of Freiherr, that means a baron, or equivalent to a baron. He's even descendant of King Philip III of France. Well, wow. Wow. So this is all very interesting, so you can read this. I suppose they never asked you, simple American, if you were okay with this, to that they imported a lot of SS just like that into your country, eh? This one has a Swiss cross on it almost. And what I wanted to show you is this here. You can punch pause. NASA career. There you go. Career after the NASA. After leaving NASA, von Braun became vice president for engineering and development at the aerospace company Fairchild Industries in Germantown, Maryland. There you go. So, didn't I tell you? The whole pharaonic bug wars against humanity is Operation Paperclip on steroids, with SS Sturmbannführer, a major in the SS, Werner Freiherr von Braun, also living in Germantown, together with the rest of them Nazi scientists of aristocratic descent. Here they are, the infernal couple. Ursula von der Leyen, one of the cross-armed ladies, and her husband, Heiko von der Leyen. And here it says, or Genesis. And or Genesis, the name of the company with the name Genesis in it. The book of Genesis tells us about the creation. And or, as in or Genesis, or in English, as in either or, means in fact something else than. So, or Genesis means something else than a creation, which is, of course, the genetic manipulation inside Pharaoh's sting, destroying the creation. So he, the husband, Dr. Heiko von der Leyen, with his company or Genesis, sells the pharaonic poison, while she, the wife, orders you, by law, to take the pharaonic poison, as she is the president of the European Commission. While I, Sean Ross, am not even allowed to pronounce the words as they should be. Just imagine the aristocratic powerhouse inside a single pharaonic family with their Egyptian crossed arms death wish. More intel on the von der Leyen family of the German high nobility in this video here, the Nobility World Wars. As YouTube doesn't even show it anymore, not even in my channel, I show it here in Israel. But if you scroll down in my videos on my channel, Guri on YouTube, you can still find it. By the way, the name Ursula, as in Ursula von der Leyen, is a typical Swiss name for Swiss girlies, like Bond girl Ursula Andress from Bern, Switzerland, with Bond films traditionally full of Swiss propaganda of Bond skiing in the Swiss Alps and going in Swiss casinos in the motherland of the world's elite. Ursula played in the 1962 Doctor No, about a scientific genius who wants to destroy the world. just as today, with yet another Ursula, like Dr. No, has become today's nightmare. I never even heard the name Ursula before going to Switzerland, and there I heard it all the time. No wonder, as it's on the fourth place for the most used girly names in Switzerland, the land of Sar. And you can see it, Ursula. It's at the fourth place. In Switzerland, the name Ursula is almost like Mohammed for the Arabs. You hear it all the time. So, Ursula von der Leyen, of the high nobility, also needed a name like Ursula as a reference for their base in the Alps and their sisters of ISIS, and where the elite nobility traditionally stashes all their money. The aristocratic von der Leyen family shows us the open practice of nepotism, corporatism, corruption, and business cartel management, where husband sells the product and the wife forces you to buy and use the husband's product. It's all in the family. The family of Dr. No. No, doctor. No, doctor. No!